I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a pain-free Friday for us, going out minutes on a mahogany, waxing it out of bed, seeing a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitudes, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad bread, bad attention, bad advice. We are live in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans apply. Simply understand fully. Mortgage confidently. People dress in plastic bags. They're rent to drive a some kind of fashion. Check it up. Should do it. All my friends that come around thought to find a photo. Rats on the west side. Bed bungs up down. What a man. The town to tatter. My brain is splattered all over my land. Shake it up. Should do it. Are you with us tonight from New York? Mafia, I heard there's a 80% chance that it's going to rain tomorrow. Here, it's going to be another beautiful weekend in New York of rain.
Yeah, the storms are coming.
What is that all about? Like, have you ever seen anything in your life? Like, and I know I complain more than anyone on earth, but is there anything worse than the weather here? I mean, this is not even summer. This is like, I mean, I don't even know. What is this? The rainforest? I mean, this is unbelievable how it's just always crappy here. Have you ever seen anything like it?
We were good for about a week or so, and we had a downpour today.
Shut up. It was not nice ever. Ever. Forever. Carver, do you think it's nice here, or do you like the rain and everything?
I mean, it rains sometimes. I mean, there's just, you know.
There's a lot of places you could live.
There's other places to live. There's no doubt about it.
So you could move.
If you don't like rain at all.
You could leave.
You got to go to San Diego or something like that. You know, if you don't like rain, there's other places to live.
Didn't some guy from here just leave and go to San Diego?
Allegedly, yeah.
There's a lot of people leaving around here. So anyway, good luck to all of them. And when you live in San Diego, you don't need good luck. Because you already got great weather. I saw a thing the other day where I can't even remember what it was, but somebody was complaining about they, like, moved to – what show was it? Moved to California. Oh, who was it? I'm thinking of it right now. Moved to California, and it was just so overwhelming, the sunshine, and it was just too much sun. It's always sunny every day. It's just every day of the year is the same thing, sunny and just beautiful and just – it's just annoying. That's what the person said.
To the Sunshine State.
And I was like, there is no one that says that. No one says that. They don't. Oh, I know what it was. It was from that stupid show that my wife watches, the divorce show. What is it? The Affair? So the chick, the wife, moved to California, and she went to her shrink and said how much she hated how beautiful it was every day. No one says that, do they really? Does anyone? Because I lived there for a decade, and I was never once did I ever say, man, this sucks that it's 80 and sunny every single day of the year. I never once ever said that. I was like, I'm going surfing later. I mean, I was riding my beach cruiser smoking a fatty, riding down the street every day with no shirt on, and I believe me, I never complained about the weather.
That's the world I one day want to live in.
But here, where I live, no, I don't want to sound negative or anything, because I am, but I just, it's the worst. It is absolutely the worst. We have blizzards, and then we have rain. And it's just never nice. There'll be 20 days in September that are nice, but September sucks because everybody's back at work and the kids are back at school, so it's too late to have fun. The Indian summer is the only time it's ever nice around here. When the U.S. opens, like in the quarterfinals, they're like, look at beautiful skyline of New York. But the rest of the year is just it's just dry ass. It's the worst. Oh, believe me, it's not dry either. It's raining or snowing. I hate this Pharrell in place. I really do. 80% tomorrow is going to rain. Screw you, Mafia. I hope you go to barbecue tomorrow with, like, real barbecue coals, and you start your barbecue, and then it pours down rain for 5 hours straight, and you can't cook your burgers. Then again, you probably won't even eat burgers. What do you cook on the grill? Quinoa? I mean, it is unbelievable. Roy Cummings joining us tonight from Fan Rag Sports, Tampa Bay Bucks insider for WFLA in Florida. We'll talk to him about Jameis Winston's problems and what the future holds for famous Jameis after now allegedly being suspended because of grabbing the Uber driver's crotch, allegedly, in 2016, right? And now he's finally popped for it.
Yeah, I love it when a buddy of his who's serving 15 years plus for sexual assault won't even take the fall from it, throws him under the bus. Says, no, Jameis was the only one in the cab. We put him there by himself.
Yeah, because is that what if you need, if you have friends like that, who needs friends?
Seriously. Like, the guy's already in jail. He can't take the fall. Like, if nothing's going to happen to him. Like, hey, I'll throw you $1 million. Just say you were the one that you were in the cab and I didn't do this.
But couldn't they prove that he wasn't in the cab? Doesn't a cab Uber driver have some kind of anything, like a camera or anything?
Well, that's how they proved that your boy Darby, who stood up for him and said, I was there and he was in the back seat with me and someone else did that. They proved that, yes, he was in the cab with him and then got out and Jameis had a point.
Is that the guy,
by himself.
Is that the guy you're talking about?
No, that's the guy on the Eagles that backed him up and said, no, he didn't do it. It was someone else. And then this third guy said, no, I was out with him. We put him in the cab by himself.
Really?
Yeah.
So the first guy, you're telling me, basically lied for him?
Pretty much.
And the second guy threw him under the bus.
That is correct.
That is awesome. Carver, I would never do that to you. The NBA draft is in the books. Somehow the Cavs' odds to keep LeBron went up after the Cavs' selection of Colin Sexton. Do you really believe that the Sexton pick would have a factor with LeBron James staying in Cleveland?
How did the odds change so much off of them just taking that kid? I like the kid. The kid's going to be a player, but all of a sudden he's staying now? What is that? Or is it just because of what the Lakers did?
I don't believe for 1 second. Not 1 second do I believe that that has any bearing at all, literally, on whether he'll stay or go. Zero. I give it a zero.
That's absolutely nothing to do with them taking that kid last. But why'd the odds change so much?
It's just inexplicable, if you ask me. The NHL draft is going on right now in Dallas. Rasmus Dahlin goes number one overall to the Sabres. Very quiet on the trade front tonight. The only significant deal saw the Caps send backup goalie Philip Grubauer to Colorado. Last night we thought maybe he'd go to the Islanders to follow Barry Trotz. I don't think the Capitals are fond of the Islanders right about now.
Yeah, that was one of the things that probably wasn't going to make that a match, was that Trotz obviously is at the Islanders now.
Former Red Sox Hanley Ramirez reportedly being eyed in connection with a federal and state investigation that allegedly may involve drugs. What is that about?
Not a lot of specific details out on that yet.
That just does not sound good at all. Is this why they got rid of him?
The Red Sox say they have no knowledge of this before they released him.
Is that right?
That's right.
Do you think they're lying?
Anything's possible.
At the World Cup today, Nigeria beat Iceland 2-0 to keep Argentina's hopes alive in Group D. Brazil and Switzerland both got late goals to win their matches. The Switzerland goal in the 90th minute, Carver High, was incredible because Serbia was playing their asses off in that game. And dominating the game. How did Switzerland get two? And then I wanted to tell
Brazil you. Brazil had a late one, too, for the winner.
Both in stoppage.
Both in stoppage, the two Brazil goals.
What did you think of the Switzerland?
Unbelievable. Switzerland's a team that I usually don't put a lot of stock in. They play low score, and they try to beat you 1-0. But great job by them today. I really couldn't believe that they came back and won it. It was a great game. That was probably one of the best games
I thought so.
In the group stage so far. Was that
I thought, I have to say this, Nigeria's unis are kick-ass.
Unbelievable. The neon green?
I mean, they are just fantastic, those uniforms. You have to like them, don't you? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Do you like the team?
I do, and they've got a big opportunity. They play Argentina next. They can eliminate Argentina.
What does Argentina have to do to stay alive?
They have to win, and Croatia beat Iceland, and then they are through.
So if they win and Croatia wins, they're through.
Right. There are other scenarios.
I think that'll happen. I actually believe that Croatia will win.
They can actually get in a couple of other ways. They have to win no matter what. They have to win their game. But there is a scenario where if Iceland won, then it would come down to one of the other tiebreakers.
Right.
But the easiest path for them is, of course, Croatia beating Iceland and then they beat Nigeria.
I thought the Neymar back flick over the head of the defender that he did today was one of the coolest things I think I've ever seen. That was awesome.
The guy is, he's been put in the conversation with Ronaldo and Messi for a reason, a lot younger than the two of them. And, he's like the next guy who's going to follow them. And
what did you think of that move?
It's just, he does crazy stuff.
Have you ever seen anyone do that before?
I mean, off the top of my head.
Just Pele?
Pele did crazy stuff. I mean, Pele was unbelievable. And listen, Ronaldo and Messi do crazy things too. They especially in their younger years, they did a lot more crazier stuff than they do now. But tremendous job by Neymar.
Mavi, did you see the flick that we're talking about?
Unfortunately, I've not seen that yet. I haven't gotten around to watching the highlights yet.
Okay, it was really incredible. You got to look it up. It's insane. That was a nice goal by him too on that cross. He just got his foot in there and put it right in the net. So we'll talk about all that tonight for sure. Incredible soccer games daily in Russia. Get on PharrellOnTheBench.com. The time is now. Baseball picks every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com rocks. We've got boxing, MMA, daily fantasy, football right around the corner. We hit everything. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Sign up today.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Roy Cummings is our buddy from FanRag, Bucks Insider for FLA TV 8 in Tampa, covers the Buccaneers, and there's a lot going on with them. Roy, hope you're having a good summer so far.
It's been busy this last 24 hours, that's for sure.
I guess. So what was the reaction initially? Because we already knew that this had happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm a little surprised at the reaction. It's almost like it's a brand new, revelation here. It's like everybody's just hearing it for the first time, which isn't the case at all. I mean, we knew this incident took place almost 2.5 years ago now. It's been 8 months that we've been waiting for some kind of an announcement. We still don't have that officially, but I mean, we've got the word that it's looking like a 3-game suspension. So, I think you look back at the way the NFL's handled things. You could only suspect that there was probably a suspension of some kind coming down, but it almost seems as if this 3-game suspension is a new revelation. And whether it's fans or other people in the media, whatever it might be, suddenly, Jameis Winston is a guy that half the community here wants to get rid of. I don't quite get it. I'm certainly not condoning what he did in any way. But, at the end of the day, we still don't have all the facts. A lot of people jumping to conclusions here. I think Jameis Winston's lost a lot of support in this town. How much support he's lost, we'll see.
So, Roy, when the first I heard of it was this this Tallahassee station was reporting that he was going to be suspended on Wednesday night. And then Thursday it all blew up. And he obviously the kid was right. And it was it's a great snag by him, unless I'm mistaken. That was the first I had heard of it. And what was your reaction when you were you hearing these things Wednesday night or?
Yeah, I heard it as well. And look, it's a radio host in Tallahassee who's very close to the family.
Right.
I think it was Jameis Winston's camp's way of kind of letting news out there. They gave it to a friendly in one way of speaking, I would think. And And, you know, that doesn't change the fact that he got the scoop. Good for him. That's great. Again, we're still waiting for an official word on this. But, you know, my guess is that he's accurate. He's right. And it's a 3-game suspension. Now, you know, there's a lot of other pieces to this. You know, Mike Florio pointed out today on Pro Football Talk that, you know, he's got the impression that some kind of a deal's been struck here, because what we're hearing is that Jameis Winston doesn't plan to appeal this. And believe me, I was saying, you know, just 3-4 days ago, it's guaranteed that Jameis Winston's going to appeal this. And if he does, you know, he can probably, you know, perhaps avoid missing one of those first 3 games for the Buccaneers this season. But it looks like that's not the case. I mean, it seems to me, Scott, as if what we have here is the NFL, you know, wasn't able to do anything with Jameis Winston as a result of all the things that went down at Florida State, but that they kept that in their back pocket and said, you know, if we ever run into some kind of problem here, we're really going to throw the book at you. And you know what? I think that's what they're doing. And, you know, I think that's part of what, you know, there's some other issues that Jameis Winston's got to take care of in this thing. That's been reported. Again, we don't have details on all this stuff. You know, it could include some kind of counseling, you know, but obviously they're going to hold Jameis Winston's feet to the fire on this one and, you know, make him yet another example of how the NFL meets out discipline, much like Ezekiel Elliott, much like Tom Brady.
Right.
You know, he's not the first guy to have to, you know, go through this, but it's a tough one for him and the Buccaneers, that's for sure.
So Roy Cummings with his FanRag Sports and a Bucs insider at FLA TV in Tampa. I got to ask you, I mean, obviously, when you hear the alleged story about him grabbing this Uber driver's crotch, that, you know, that's very troubling. And I think that that is worthy of, you know, a lot worse than some NFL 3-game suspension. Not by the league. I'm talking, you know, this is like criminal. Like, if you ask me, you can't go around grabbing people's crotches in an Uber car and getting away with it. At some point or another, he's lucky he's not in jail. I honestly think this is an easy, frankly, way of dealing with it. Take a 3-gamer. If he does it this year, it's like 700 grand. Next year, he's making 21 million. He'll get cleaned out. If he's smart, he just gets it over with now. And then we know Ryan Fitzpatrick can handle his business, but against those 3 teams that he's going to face, he's terrible against all 3 of them. His record against them is like 1 and everything else losses.
Yeah, you're right. It's like 1-6, I think, career against those 3 teams. And by the way, those 3 teams, they're 37-11 record last year combined is makes for the most difficult 3-game start for a season for any team in the Super Bowl era. So it's quite a mountain that the Bucs are going to have to climb without Jameis Winston. But you know what? You're right, though. At the end of the day, yeah, if everything that we've heard about this incident is accurate,
right.
Jameis Winston was the perpetrator here, well, then, yes, you're right. I mean, this is criminal activity. And, you know, what surprises me is that there, again, much like the Florida State situation, no criminal charges filed, certainly, you know, no trial, no conviction, no anything. You know, maybe at some point this Uber driver decides to file a civil suit, you know, and tries to get something out of Jameis Winston that way. I wouldn't be surprised by that. But it's hard for things to add up and for people to understand everything that's going on, you know, when you don't have a hard, fast, like a police report or something that tells us the true details.
Right.
Without any of that, it's nothing. It really is nothing more than a he said, she said. But at the end of the day, the NFL has to take the she said side and say, okay, why would this woman lie?
Right.
And I agree with him. Why would she? Why would she lie? Why would she make this up?
Right.
If Jameis Winston was, you know, inebriated, drunk out of his mind, as apparently the attorney for the third person in the car, or at least one of the 2 rides, is saying now, you know, maybe Jameis Winston doesn't have a good recollection of what went on. So in which case, you know, his testimony in this situation or what his side of the story, you know, probably leaves a little bit something to be desired, because, you know, how can we be sure that he's acting?
Hasn't he been, like, overall, like, let's just say his numbers dropped last year. He missed 3 games, but his numbers dropped off, like, almost, I mean, at least at least 700-800 yards, maybe more of the year before. And then the numbers went, you know, for the last 3 years went down each year. Now he's ranked, like, 21st. Do you feel like, you know, he's, you know, is he losing? Like, his, I mean, he's not doing what, like, they want him to do. Do you feel like he's getting, is he slipping? Or is he actually, because a lot of people, you're saying everybody in the community is turning on him because of what he did. But are they also thinking that he's just not all that he's cranked up to be?
Well, first of all, not everybody in the community is turning on him. I think a lot of people did turn on him today. But, you know what? This is a community where if he wins a couple of games, they'll turn right back. So I don't think he's lost the support. But in terms of how he's played on the field, yeah, the two 4,000-yard seasons right off the top, all right? Nobody's ever done that. No one has ever done that in the NFL. So he's doing things there at that point that nobody else has done. His first couple of seasons, right up there with some of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game in terms of production. You know, was his completion percentage spectacular? No. Was his passer rating spectacular? No. But he threw a lot of touchdown passes, threw for a lot of yards. Not a lot of guys are doing that. Last year, injured, and he, according to him and the Buccaneers at the end of the season, from week two on until, you know, week, you know, like 15 or something. So, you know, yeah, he missed a lot of time last year. The numbers were down probably because of the injuries. Overall, though, I think he's become a better quarterback. You look at his passer rating, it was up last year. His completion percentage was up last year. Yards per attempt. You know, these numbers continue to get better for Jameis Winston. So I think he's become a better player, a better quarterback, and I think he'll continue to improve. I mean, he's definitely dedicated to the craft. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, the thing that throws you is, you know, is there a different Jameis Winston out there than what we see, not just on the football field, but in the locker room, at charity events? You know, that's the thing that's become confusing now is the Jameis Winston that we've come to know here in Tampa Bay since he became a Buccaneer. Just what we see firsthand does not measure up to what we're hearing about in this incident. And it just makes you wonder, you know, is there a different Jameis Winston out there in the private sector that we just don't see? And that, you know, so that's really the question. I think that's what the Buccaneers have to wrestle with the most right now is, you know, and again, this was 2.5 years ago. You know, Jameis Winston was just a year out of college
right
at the time. That's not an excuse. But what I'm saying is my belief, my guess is that, you know, he has matured immensely as a player and as a person, most importantly, in those 2.5 years. Maybe this was one of the reasons he has matured. But clearly he made a mistake with this situation in some form or fashion. And it looks like he's going to pay a heavy price for it.
Wow, incredible. It's crazy stuff. Everything, even his friend throwing him under the bus today. If you have friends like that, who needs friends? But it's all happening down in Tampa. It's crazy. We'll see how it plays out, how it affects this football team. I know Vegas has taken them off the board in week one and their wins total for the season. At least today they've done that. So we'll see how that changes. And we'll see what happens when they, you know, go to camp and open up the preseason and get rolling, how this is going to, you know, change this team in some capacity or another. I still think the guy's their quarterback. They have no other option. I don't believe in Ryan Fitzpatrick enough. I still would be a Jameis Winston guy. Always a pleasure, Roy. Thanks so much for coming on CBS Sports Radio with us. Have a great weekend.
Pleasure was mine, my man. Take care now.
All right, Roy Cummings with FanRag Sports and WFLA Channel 8 down in Tampa.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, JJ in Chicago, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Uncle Futrelli.
Oh, shake it. What's up, man?
You know, I wanted to talk about how this sports legalized betting has kind of changed the sports landscape. But then I heard this interview you had with this guy, Roy Cumming.
Right.
And I couldn't believe my ears. I mean, is this guy for real? I mean, he could come on the radio and try and defend Jameis Winston. I mean, granted, he's a Bucs insider and he wants to keep his access. But he's going to sit here and try and say that he's a good person in the community. And he was young. This guy grabbed an Uber driver in the crotch, a woman at that, and he wants to defend that. I mean,
I don't actually think that he was defending that at all. So he did not defend what he did at all. So that right there is, you know, the difference. He never said that. And let me tell you something else. He, I would agree with you that, you know, it's hard to defend him at all for what he did. But I think what he was trying to say is that when the event happened, it was 2016. He's only been in the league, right, like 3 years. So that was when it happened in 2016. So he was only 1 year removed from being that, you know, shoplifting crab legs at the Publix and being a complete and being accused of rape in college. Is that accurate or right? And then abusive, right, in the cafeteria to others. Was that also on the chalk list? So I think that you have to realize, in my view, that he was a very immature guy back then. And when he left college, he was, you know, spoon-fed how great he is. No one ever told him no, including women. And he behaved porously. I think that he's, you know, I think he has... Since that time of 2016, I'm willing to say he has been impeccable in terms of his behavior on and off the field. I think he has turned into a pro football quarterback who handles his business as effectively as anyone in the league. I'm willing to say that. I think he's grown leaps and bounds from who that guy was. Now, I do think that guy exists inside of him. I think that he was this reckless kid who was stupid and out of control, and no one ever told him no, and so he just did things off the cuff that were just outrageous and stupid, right? So I think that he has not had anything like that ever happen again since the this Uber incident. Now, I understand the seriousness of the incident. Don't put it past me that I don't acknowledge that it's absolutely gross, indecent behavior to grab some woman's crotch in an Uber car when you're drunk. I think it's, I said this, it's to me, it's an offense worthy of prison. You cannot assault someone or grope someone or grab someone's crotch to me without paying the piper. I think that you have to face some kind of punishment, whether it's 30 days, whether it's a year. I don't know. I'm not the judge. All I know is you do that to someone, you should be in trouble, big trouble, whether it's a kid, a woman, or otherwise, right? So I don't approve of it at all. I think he was drunk, and I think he did something, again, in his numerous mistakes, a stupid thing, again, added to his rap sheet. But I don't believe for 1 minute that he was defending his actions in the car. I don't believe that Roy Cummings ever said that. He did say that he believes he's done a lot in the community since, and he did say that he thinks that a lot of his numbers are up, and that he's improved in a lot of areas, completion percentage, et cetera, but that, you know, the yardage and everything else is down. His TDs are up and everything else, but the yardage is down, and that he's there's some people that believe he hasn't gotten any better, but I'm not sure that that's not a dangerous opinion to take, because I think he's shown that he can have 4,000 plus yard seasons and flashes of brilliance. His first 2 years in the league were very impressive, right? So to see him drop off a little bit is, you know, maybe only natural. I don't know. Is it the way all of the quarterbacks go in the league? Do they have their ups and downs? I think they do. And I think he had an average down year and then he got injured. But as far as his behavior, I truly believe he's gotten better at behaving maturely and handling his business and being a pro. And I think 2 years ago, he wasn't ready yet. I don't think he was that guy. I think he was still an immature idiot. And he should be so lucky that he's actually, no one's talking about this as a criminal thing, are they? No one's talking about him going to jail. No one's talking about him having going to court or anything, are they? Aren't they just pretty much the league suspending him for doing it? Is anyone saying that he's going to face the Piper or has to pay her or anything like that? What's going on there? Did he settle with her? I don't know.
I don't think she ever settled, had a police report or, you know, filed a lawsuit. Well, something that got out online.
Well, that's her fault, right? Is it not? I mean, if it bothered you that much, you'd press charges and sue him, wouldn't you? If you knew he was a multimillionaire, wouldn't you do that? I mean, I would. If someone attacked me and I found out they were a millionaire and I had no clue who they were when they were doing it to me, which is, I'm sure she had no clue who the guy was when she picked him up. You know, or maybe she didn't know who he was. Who knows? I mean, maybe she knew he was the quarterback of the Buccaneers. Maybe she didn't. Who cares? It's irrelevant, isn't it? Does it matter? I guess if it does matter if you know that he's rich, that you could sue him if that happened to you. If you ask me, frankly, she's not very smart, right? If I'm her, I'd press charges and I sue him and I walk out of it with $1 million. I mean, let's face facts. Some Uber driver or the multimillionaire quarterback, wouldn't you? If he assaulted you, wouldn't you go get some money? I mean, honestly, you're kidding, right? She never filed anything. She never did anything. She just went about her business and forgot about it. And now this is coming back to haunt him. It's almost like, you know, look, it looks really bad, so I have no problem with the suspension. I can't argue that it's a bad idea to suspend him. But I do think that it's a little, you know, I'm a little skeptical of the timing of it. You know what I mean? Like 2 years later, they finally decide, and then they're suspending him for the first three games. So, I mean, in some capacity or another, it has a perception that they have the odds-on chance, Carver High, to have a bad season. I mean, when Tom Brady went down, everybody said, they're screwed, right? Kobe Brissett will never get it done or blah, blah, blah. But they did get it done. They went 3-1. Different situation with the Buccaneers. I don't believe in Ryan Fitzpatrick to win those games.
Well, I didn't like them coming into this year, whether he was playing or not. So it doesn't really matter to me. You know, that's just three more losses that they're going to have that I don't have to
worry about. You just didn't believe in Jameis Winston.
I don't believe in that team. I can't believe they brought that coach back, Cutter. I don't know why they brought him back for another run. I know they added, you know, JPP on the D-line. I don't like the team at all. I don't like it.
There you go. Do you believe that it's too late to, I mean, like, you know, that they're going after him now?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know what the legal stuff is with that. It happened a while ago. It like you said, it came out a couple years later. Look, the NFL, we know how they operate. They kind of operate at the seat of their pants.
Yeah, they make their own rules.
So who knows?
Mafia, what do you think? Do you think the guy, I got under a minute. Do you think the guy has changed? Do you think he's behaved well since this? He hasn't done anything.
At least in the public eye, he was. I mean, but we already thought that from his days down in Tallahassee, they changed since he got into the NFL, and then this comes out. So who knows? You never really know a person, right?
I never thought he changed when he came into the NFL. I think that he's changed since this thing happened.
Well, there were no incidents in the NFL before this.
No, but I think that when he came in, he had a horrible reputation.
Right.
That no one forgot.
Right, but I'm saying he got his stuff together allegedly in the NFL until this came out.
No one believed in that guy when he left Florida State. They all thought he was going to jail, that he's a criminal, and that he's a troublemaker. And that's just all there is to it. Call the show if you have an opinion about Jameis Winston. As we go to the second hour on a pain-free Friday on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227 is the number to wax up and get on a bench.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.